Hello, and welcome to Around Macoupin County. My guest on this weekend show is Patrick Murphy, superintendent of the Mount Olive School District. Welcome to the show, Superintendent.
Good morning.
We are here today to, I guess we can say, give an update on what is the Southern Macoupin County Consortium for Innovation and Career Pathways. We've had a couple discussions on this starting in 2019, and we'll maybe start off with you talking a little bit about, if someone might not know, what the overall concept and goals are of this consortium.
We started last year. There were six schools that started this consortium in South Macoupin County, which are Staunton, Gillespie, Bunker Hill, Southwestern, Carlinville, and Mount Olive. Our goal is to make sure that we provide our students the most curriculum opportunities that we can within our smaller school districts, not only in career placement, but also in all our areas. So we've been meeting over the past year or so to try to develop how we can provide more curriculum choices to our students. And we have been working diligently towards that end, and we're hopeful that we're going to be rolling some new choices for our students out starting this fall.
And I believe, if I'm correct, right now, as you move towards even more offerings, I guess we could say, right now you've sort of done what's called a pairing system, where like Mount Olive will be with another school in this time period you just discussed, and the other schools will sort of pair, and then I guess it'll increase from there. Is that what's going on?
That's correct. This first year, so we have decided that the schools are going to pair up to start, and then for geographical reasons, and then we'll expand from there. So our initial pairings for this fall are Mount Olive and Staunton are pairing together, Gillespie and Carlinville are pairing together, and Southwestern and Bunker Hill are pairing together.
Now, with these pairings, are there things that you already know, say, that students from Mount Olive can do at Staunton and Staunton can do at Mount Olive or any of the other school districts?
Yes. So this year, so Staunton and Mount Olive have been working together because we're actually providing our curriculum choices to our students. We're actually starting that process now. And so when Mount Olive and Staunton sat down together, we have developed the list of classes that we're now offering for our students to go, that have an opportunity to go to Staunton next year, and then what classes that the Staunton students can go to Mount Olive for. Some of those classes include, so now new listings on the Mount Olive curriculum guide are nutrition and culinary arts classes that are in Staunton, textiles and design classes that would be offered in Staunton, child development and parenting that is offered in Staunton, introduction to engineering, industrial arts that is offered in Staunton, agriculture classes that are offered in Staunton. So those are the classes that Staunton is offering for Mount Olive students to come over. Mount Olive is offering metals classes for students in Staunton to come over, as well as we have dual credit English classes that we offer through St. Louis University, and we're offering them to come over in those classes as well. We also have a new graphics design class in our situation that we're offering Staunton students to come over to Mount Olive to take graphic design. Another area that we've also offered, both schools have offered, Blackburn College has also got involved with us, and they're offering some morning level classes that all six schools can take advantage of, and Mount Olive has put it on their curriculum guide for next year. There's a criminal justice class, a three-hour class, a beginning level class. So if students are interested in becoming police officers, they can go to Blackburn first thing in the morning and take the introduction to criminal justice, and they also have an introduction to education class that they'll be offering as well.
Futuristically, this will be where maybe it will branch out to Mount Olive students might, if there's a particular class, go over to Southwestern or at least take something through Southwestern and vice versa or any of the other schools.
That is correct. We hope to expand as we go on that there's opportunities for our kids if Southwestern has an outstanding welding program, and we have a student who's interested in welding, that we can send our student over to Southwestern to get that opportunity, and vice versa, switching between all six schools.
Recently, it was announced last year that this six-school consortium would be receiving a $2 million state grant, and And then that, I guess, became a reality as it was sort of broke down. Each school district would get so much money here recently. And that is going to, I guess, be used for, is it basically for upgrading classes, upgrading infrastructure? What will that all go for as far as what each school got in a state grant?
That state money just finally came through in January. We finally received that money. And so I can speak, and you're right in how that money is to be spent. Mount Olive, I can speak directly how Mount Olive is going to spend their share of the money. Mount Olive, we're going to be offering metals classes to Staunton and Mount Olive students. And so there's something called a CDC machine, which has, and then the software that goes with that, where we go into a CAD program and program different things, and then it goes, the machine then will develop and make that metal material. And so we're purchasing a second CDC machine for our metals classes next year. These are the same type of machines that are used in manufacturing plants. So our students will have a wonderful leg up on understanding what they want to get a job in the metals field. They're going to have a great education coming from Mount Olive, because we're going to have the same type of machinery and same type of software that's used in designing of things right now in places in St. Louis and all other manufacturing areas. We're offering the same type of learning and technology that they have. So we're very excited that we're adding that, which is a very expensive piece of material. We're also in our graphics design class, one of the growing areas for in manufacturing is the development of a machine that can print signs, that can print on vinyl, that can print on a variety of different things, and can be used for developing in that area. So our school has also purchased a new machine that develops for our graphic arts class that we can decide and work with that. It'll be tied to our Microsoft Office products, so our kids can develop through the computer and then print it out through the machine, make products that in the future, if they went into business in that area, could put on T-shirts, could put on banners, could put on, you see the campaign signs all along the side of the road, they could make those type of signs. So our students will be learning how to manufacture and make those type of things through graphic designs. Those are our two major areas. And then the third thing Mount Olive is spending their money on this year is updating their computer systems, because to both those areas that we discussed are they're tied to computer systems. So we're updating and modernizing computers in our business wing and in our vocational wing, so we can run the new and most modern software that we're incorporating.
And I think it was also discussed, or at least brought up during the announcement of this grant money, that possibly, as we sort of touched on, kids would be going from one school to another school, possibly to take classes that interest them or they felt would further their careers. And also, maybe some of this money might be spent concerning long-distance technology, I guess maybe like video conferencing, something to that effect, where maybe there wouldn't be as much travel involved.
Another area that we are working on, and it's something that hasn't taken place in this first round, but we are looking at it in the near future, is we would like to have video labs that are distance learning labs, is what their name is where we can set up a bunch of cameras within a classroom. And, for example, we have a master's level English teacher who teaches dual credit English to our students. Instead of the students traveling from all six schools to Mount Olive so they can take dual credit English, if we set it up in a distance learning lab, the teacher could be teaching to our students and any other students of the six school districts that are in the distance learning lab within their school district, and with another English teacher in the room, and they could also be getting the dual credit English that's provided. And so not only that, that's Mount Olive toward the other schools, and then all the other classes that these other school districts that Carlinville has, that Gillespie has, could be used the reverse way, and Mount Olive students could take advantage of the dual credit science or the dual credit Spanish class or the specialized class that they offer, and that takes the travel out of the equation, because now they're going to get the teaching and the education from the instructor, but through this distance learning that each one of the school districts hopes to have in the near future.
As you said, this is now going to start taking place with the upcoming school year. And one final question before we come to the end of the program is, I guess now, will that give you a year sort of to work on, say, this video technology and or how the classes will work out for the future? Is that what you're going to spend the next year until we come up to the new school year of the next school year, I guess I should say?
One of the good stories that already came from this is, you know, Mount Olive has the metals program, where I referred to earlier about having CDC machines and all the wonderful equipment that we currently have. There was a young man from Staunton who's a senior this year, and that's the field he wants to go into. And he's a senior this year. And he was like, oh, you guys should be starting this a year earlier because this is exactly what I want to do. Well, Mount Olive and Staunton worked together, and we actually started that student in Mount Olive this spring. So we actually started the program for the Staunton student who wanted to take metals is currently coming to Mount Olive to take that metals class each day, each and every day. So we're excited that we actually have, in starts our mini step, we have a Staunton student coming to Mount Olive today to take the metals class to help him better prepare for his future. But to answer your other question, it is absolutely our first step, and we need to grow from this. And so by making a small step this first year, we hope to make a larger step next year in having the distance learning and finding what classes are available and developing our schedules. If we have classes that there are a lot of students that want to take, how can we shift our schedules to accommodate not only the students of Mount Olive, but the students of all the other five schools within our consortium? So, yes, we are going to continue to work and develop this so we can provide the best curriculum possible for all our students.
Superintendent Murphy, thank you for updating us on the Southern Macoupa County Consortium for Innovation and Career Pathways.
Thank you so much.
And you can join us again next weekend for another edition for WSMI. I'm Rick Davis.